peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Oh, friends, sweet words of Jesus that we can certainly use today. Let's hear from Jesus, the Prince of Peace, today from the International Gospel Hour. Stay with us.
On Jordan's stormy banks I stand.
Hi, this is Jay Webb for International Gospel Hour. Welcome to our broadcast today. For over 90 years, Churches of Christ have proclaimed God's Word through our broadcasts. Just ahead is another Bible-based lesson with Jeff Archie of International Gospel Hour. Let's begin.
Well, thank you always to our J-Web and greetings to all of you. This is our weekly broadcast from the International Gospel Hour. We've been on the air or online since 1934, and we're able to do so due to listeners such as yourselves. We hope our broadcast today will be of great encouragement to you. You will hear from our J-Web throughout our broadcast. He will share with you some information of Bible study material both online and by mail, and a reminder of the best way you can reach us here at International Gospel Hour. Now, as we begin, I'd like to mention our friends DJ and Sarah Curry of Parkersburg, West Virginia, and their work called AddedToTheChurch.com. That's AddedToTheChurch.com. They write some exceptional articles, and they will offer to you free two digital publications, The Mountain Messenger and The New Testament Expositor. So please check them out at AddedToTheChurch.com. Once again, that's AddedToTheChurch.com, and subscribe to their good work today. It's absolutely free. Let's talk about an account in the life of Jesus Christ that will take us to his final Passover meal before his death. We look at John 13 and verse 21, and we note that Jesus was troubled in spirit. Now, a troubled spirit is defined as the rational soul, the soul that rationalizes. It's a disposition, and in other words, Christ knew of his impending death. Thus, the struggle within. Yes, friends, he was troubled. He came into this world, born as a man, and lived and walked with the same feelings and troubles that we do. Hebrews 4, 14 through 16. And you know, when we become agitated or stirred up or something disturbs us, something's affecting us, our spirit is troubled. We have those moments of troubled spirits to where our lives, our peace has been shaken, and it's really troubling us of what we're trying to work through. But when we think about it, Christ's grief and struggles were much greater, and yet how he comforted the 11, the apostles, that is amazing. And what a Savior to know that Jesus cares for the hearts that are indeed troubled. You see, that tells me he is there for me. You know, friends, it may be large, it may be small, but are you dealing with a troubled heart? Or as we say, something's on your mind, something is troubling you, something is weighing on you, nagging you down. And you know, friends, when you think about it, we are in the middle, or rather we are in three phases of life. Either we are about to head into something that's going to shake our hearts and trouble us, and we're going to have to deal with it. Or maybe we are in the middle of that something, that it's come up on you, and you've tried to adjust and work, and you're doing your best, but it's hard. Or maybe you're just coming out of something, that troubled heart, that whatever was resolved and now is eased. And friends, when you do that, you have experience to help you in what you may face, because there's a good possibility you're going to be heading into something else eventually. You know, James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4 reminds us of that let's look upon and have joy in all of our trials. Knowing this, the trying of our faith works patience. And so, friends, when we talk about a troubled heart and the things that we face, I believe if we go back to John, the 14th chapter, verses 25 through 31, we can see a peaceful answer to help us in dealing with those things that come upon us. Jesus said in John 14:27, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives do I give to you." So friends, we're talking about a peace that does not rely on circumstances. It's a peace that replies to the circumstances. How about that one more time? We're talking about a peace that does not rely on circumstances, but a peace that replies to the circumstances to help us work through those things. And then in John 14:29, Jesus said, "And now I have told you before it comes, that when it does come to pass, you may believe." Words of Jesus that prepared his apostles for what would come and their faith to get them through it. And friends, that could be an entire additional study of what did the apostles go through when Jesus was on trial up until the time on the day of Pentecost when they proclaimed the gospel. That's a worthy study in and of itself. But for today, let's consider the words of Jesus from John 14:27, "Peace I leave, my peace I give, or a peace left, a peace given." So today what I'm going to do, we're going to pause for a moment. We have our J-Web to share with you a free online video study that you can access right there in the privacy of your own home, watch it on your phone, whatever you would prefer. And then we're going to come back, and then from John 14, verses 25 through 31, I'm going to read a little and I'm going to teach a little. So if you want to reach for your Bibles and get ready, I'll be back in about a minute.
Does it matter? Is a free online video study. The most important question in all the world is, where will you go when you die? This question and others are addressed from God's Word. May we send you the link and you give it a try? Just call toll-free at 855-444-6988 and leave your name, email, and just say, "Does it matter?" Again, call toll-free at 855-444-6988. And please leave your name, email, and just say, "Does it matter?" You may also go to our website at internationalgospelhour.com, click on the Contact tab, and leave us the same information, name, email, and type, "Does it matter?" in the message blank. We will send the link to you.
A peace left, a peace given. Consider with me verses 25 and 26, and let's look at the Word of God. "These things I have spoken to you while being present with you. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you." Through the authority of God Almighty, Jesus had spoken. In John 17 and verse 8, we will see where he prayed to the Father that he had given the apostles the words that the apostles, or rather that God had given him, and they had known that he came from God. And now, as he is to depart, the Holy Spirit would come to teach and to testify of Christ, as we note in John 15:26, and to guide the apostles into all truth, John 16:13. "Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come." How blessed we are that according to 2 Peter 1, 20 and 21, holy men of God were guided by the Spirit to write the things of which we have today in written form in God's Word, the Bible. All things that pertain to life and godliness have been given unto us, 2 Peter 1, 3 and 4. And the faith which was once delivered for all, Jude verse 3. The faith, the gospel system. In other words, God has told us everything through his holy word, the scriptures, that we need to know, and there's nothing else that we need. Let's allow the word of God to define itself as our guide. In 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17, we read that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect or complete, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. God's Word is able to thoroughly furnish us in all that we need. And when it is applied, we study it, we obey it, and apply it, it results in peace. Galatians 6:16 says, "And as many as walk according to this rule, this guideline, peace be on them." When we walk according to the rule, the Bible, then God provides us the peace that we need, or the peace that passes all understanding. When the peace of God rules in our hearts as Christian, it affects everyone. Colossians 3:15, "Let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you are called in one body, and be ye thankful." Think about the church, which is the body of Christ, Ephesians 1:22 and 23, and Colossians 1:18, and how there are those who are called in the body, called by the gospel, 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 14, and they are obedient to the gospel message, 1 Corinthians 15, 1 through 4. They are obedient in their belief in that gospel message that moves them to repentance, Luke 13, 3. They confess that faith in Christ as the eunuch did in Acts 8:37, and then, like the eunuch, baptized into Christ for the remission of sins, as they were on the day of Pentecost in Acts 2, verse 38. And friends, when one is called into the body, when one is obedient, they are thankful, and they have the peace of God that rules, that strengthens, that helps. That peace is also a fruit of the Spirit. Galatians 5:22, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, and faith." And how the Word of God helps us to think spiritually. And when we think spiritually, we see life and peace there available. Romans 8:6 says, "For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace." So friends, the Word of God is my reservoir that's full of peace. It instructs me of the peace that I need to help me through those moments. It helps my response. In turn, it will help my renewal, and it will help my revival. So friends, maybe we need to begin with our troubled lives. Are we obedient to the Word of God, or are we trying to fix everything ourselves? Here's number two. A peace left, a peace given. Meeting a troubled heart. In John 14:27, the latter part, "Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Friends, sometimes we just have a difficult time, but notice, God places that within our control. Let not, let it not, or neither let it be. Let not. Make up our mind, I've got to work with this. I've got to address this. It can't live me. I've got to live with it. And think with me, friends. You know, there are things that do trouble us, as we talked about earlier. We're disturbed. We're agitated. And friends, troubles are going to come. Problems are going to arise. And uncertainties do cause fear. You know, what is ahead? What about now? How am I going to deal with this? What's going to come? But friends, let's note again where the Scripture says Jesus was troubled in spirit, John 13:21, but yet he told his disciples in John 14, verse 1, shortly thereafter, not once but twice, "Let not your heart be troubled." So friends, first of all, here's an answer from Scripture, and look at this clearly. Let not. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Let it not continue. Stay with me in John 14, note verse 29, "And now I have told you before it comes, that when it does come to pass, you may believe." The disciples have the reservoir of peace to meet the troubled heart. And one does not allow the troubled heart to remain a troubled heart. What do we do? Well, let not. I mean, friends, that is easier said than done. We have to work on it. We cannot allow our hearts to remain troubled. We have to work toward easing them and addressing them. And yes, it does take time. How about this? With that troubled heart, let's seek Now, let's seek not the heart and weigh on it, but seek what will help our heart. Colossians 3, verses 1 and 2, seek those things which are above. In other words, we're not going to be looking at the here and now, but look at the heavenly. We don't want to look for the divine, or rather, we do want to look for the divine and not for the depression. You see, we've got the troubled heart. We could focus on it and just continue to modify and work it and the misery, but let's look toward what will ease our troubled heart. Now, that troubled heart may not be fixed overnight, and it may not be fixed in a week, but would you not agree that at least we're making a progress to deal with it? Back now to John 14, verse 28. You have heard me say to you, I am going away and coming back to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice because I said, I am going to the Father, for my Father is greater than I. Rejoice. Jesus said, I'm going home. I'm going away. I'm glad he did, friends. Are you? I'm glad that he is home with the Father. Think about it. He overcame death. I have visited in Israel. I have seen the place believed to be the tomb of Jesus, and it is empty, my friends. Even the garden tomb that is placed to remind us of Jesus, it's empty. The tomb of Jesus is empty, and he's never been found. I'm glad he did. I'm glad he went home. You see, he's on the right hand of the Father, Hebrews 1, 1 and 3. That tells me that as a Christian, when I pray to the Father through the Son, I am thankful that he is making intercession for me, Hebrews 7, 25 and 26, and the Spirit therein, Romans 8, verse 34. I'm grateful that he is our mediator, 1 Timothy 2 and verse 4. He is our go-between between us and God, and I'm thankful he is pleading on my behalf, and he's also our advocate. 1 John 2, 1 and 2, he's like our lawyer. He pleads our case. And when the lawyer knows the judge and God has placed all judgment into the hand of the Son, friend, an individual that's obedient to the gospel, who's walking as a Christian, who has responded, again, as we've mentioned, in faith with repentance and confession and baptism added to his church, friends, he has a lot going for him. She has a lot going for her. And then the reminder, I'm coming back to you. Is that not the promise in John 14, 1 through 6? That he goes to prepare a place for us, and if he does, he'll come again and receive us unto himself, that where he is, we may be. And oh, think of the assurance of the church in Thessalonica in 1 Thessalonians 4, 14 through 18. At those that sleep in Jesus, when Jesus returns, he'll bring them with him. And then those that are alive, those that are in Christ, will be caught up to meet him in the air. What a joy. What a blessing. And you see, let our troubled hearts spend time seeking for that. You know, as I've been talking about that, hasn't that kind of refreshed you to see that there's something that which you can seek? But let me give you one more. With a troubled heart, we can sanctify ourselves. Watch this. 1 Peter 3, 14 and 15. But even if you should suffer for righteousness' sake, you are blessed. Don't be afraid of their threats, nor be troubled. He's dealing with persecution coming upon the Christian. But he reminds them, sanctify the Lord God in your hearts. And always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks a reason for the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. You see, when we sanctify God in our hearts, we set apart God in our hearts so that we may be set apart for him. You see, sometimes we say sanctified means set apart, and we stop. Well, that is true, but there's more. When one is sanctified by God, sanctified in Christ, one is a Christian, they are set apart from the world, yes, but they're set apart unto Christ. They're no longer going to do the bidding of the world, but the bidding of Christ. Parallels perfectly with Romans 6, 17 and 18. But God be thanked that you were the servants or the bond servants, the slaves of sin, but you have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you, being then made free from sin, set apart. Being then made free from sin, you became the servants of righteousness, the slaves of righteousness, set apart unto God as our master. Amen. And you see, friends, when we sanctify and set apart God in our hearts, then He gives us so much there to help us in dealing with those troubled hearts. He has set us in His kingdom, of which we seek first, Matthew 6:33. He sets us toward the things that please the Father, John 8:29. He sets us within the Scriptures that we were able to study to show ourselves approved unto God and to be individuals, workmen that need not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, to use God's word to strengthen us as we walk in those troubles. Oh, friends, we must resolve to let not or let our troubles remain and flood us. When Jesus said, I have left you a peace, I have given you a peace, use it and work with it to seek and to sanctify with the peace that comes from God. And we are able to address our troubled hearts with that application. Oh, friends, maybe your troubled heart is one that, well, maybe if my life was right, I wouldn't be bearing these troubles as I am. Friends, let us help you with that. We realize that one broadcast won't fix everything. We hope we can direct you in a good way. And I believe we can do that with our longtime free Bible course. I'm going to pause here and allow our J-Web to tell you how you can receive it. And yes, friends, as everything from International Gospel Hour is offered, it is free. Here is our J-Web.
Our longtime free Bible study course by mail is always available. Have you tried it yet? Just call us toll-free at 855-444-6988 and leave your name, address, and just say home study. That's it. You may also go to our website at internationalgospelhour.com, click on the Contact tab, and leave us the same information, name, address, and type home study in the message box. Study the Bible at your own pace. Again, it's free from your friends here at International Gospel Hour.
A peace left, a peace given. The Word of God, meeting and dealing with the troubled heart, and power over the devil. Back to John 14:30, Jesus said, I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming, and he has nothing in me. You know, the God of this world, 2 Corinthians 4:4, that's old Satan himself, the devil. He's known as the deceiver in Revelation 20:10, and yes, the devil himself is after us, as Peter said in 1 Peter 5:8. But friends, have we not the tools to resist him? For in 1 Peter 5:9 says, resist him steadfast in the faith. Yes, we do, friends. And you know, when Jesus said, he has nothing in me, it's like Jesus would say, the devil's got nothing on me. He has nothing better to offer. He certainly has no peace that he can give anyone. He is one that will disrupt and will tear and will want to you to keep that troubled heart just churning and burning. And friends, much, much has been given. A peace left, a peace given through the word for our troubled hearts and power to overcome the wicked one. For in John 14:31, Jesus said, but that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, so I do. And how glad he did, dear friends. The peace is left, the peace is given. Let us accept it this very day. Maybe we can be a further help to you, and maybe you have a request that you'd like for us to pray about something or something of that nature. I want our J-Web to come back to give you our toll-free number. And if you would, if nothing else, just give us a call and let us know where you're listening to our broadcast from. We'd love to hear from you. A few final words from our J-Web, then I'll come back and wrap up our broadcast.
The best way to reach us is our toll-free number at 855-444-6988. Would you take a moment and give us a call and tell us where you are listening to our broadcast? Our number is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Just call 855-444-6988. That's 855-444-6988. Thank you so much and keep listening.
Friends, do not allow your troubled heart to continue. No, I can't promise you it will be fixed overnight. Can't promise you it'll be fixed in a week. But how thankful we are that God has provided to us the peace through His Word, the peace that will meet a troubled heart, and the peace that will give us power over the devil who wants us to just allow that troubled heart to continue. Yes, friends, it does take time to heal in many ways. But how thankful we are that God provides how we can heal and not try to fix everything on our own, but to reach out to God and His help. Maybe there's a Church of Christ near you that could help you a little bit more on a personal basis. If you'll call us at the toll-free number of 855-444-6988, and if you're seeking for an area Church of Christ, we'll be glad to talk with you and help you toward that end. We're very careful how we address it, but we're able to do so, and we'll do our very best. The International Gospel Hour mailing address is P.O. Box 118, Fayetteville, Tennessee, 37334. And you can also send us an email at info@internationalgospelhour.com. We'd love to hear from you either way, whether by call or by mail. And we are thankful for our weekly studies, and maybe right here on this broadcast you can hear our daily studies. A peace left, a peace given. How thankful we are for the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, "Peace I leave, my peace I give." Friends, we hope that our study today has helped you if indeed you are dealing with a troubled heart. Maybe we could help you a little further, and I'm very careful how we do this, but we are able to connect our listeners with Churches of Christ in your community. If you would like to speak to someone with the local Church of Christ who would reach out and talk to you by phone first, we don't send people immediately, but we like to talk to our listeners, our viewers. And so if you would like to talk about that further, again, just call 855-444-6988 and just simply say, "I'd like to speak to someone about a Church of Christ in my area." And we'll be glad to help you all that we can, friends. Here at International Gospel Hour, we want to help individuals deal with those troubled hearts, and how thankful we are for the Lord Jesus Christ who will help us. We're going to continue these studies together at another time, but for now, I must part ways with you, but I do appreciate you joining me today here on the International Gospel Hour broadcast. We're on weekly, and sometimes you'll find us daily right here on this station. And I'm thankful you've joined me. Hope to hear from you soon. I'm Jeff Archie, and friends, as always, keep listening.
God be with you till we meet again.
Thank you for listening to our broadcast today, and we hope you continue onward with your search and study of God's Word. Please join us next time and visit our website at internationalgospelhour.com.